Hello?
Is there anybody here today?
This is Betty. I thought I was the only one here.
This is Mary Lou. I just now came on, and I thought, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Hi, Mary Lou.
Rebecca?
Has arrived.
So there's three of us.
Okay.
Was
it Rebecca that came on?
Yes, it was. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Right.
We just didn't know who was here. I just now came on, and you came right after me, and Betty's here. So I just thought I'd check. I didn't know. I guess somebody else is not on yet today. While we're waiting, let me ask y'all a question.
Okay.
I've not been on all of them or kept up with it. But somebody was talking again last night at a meeting I was at about the importance of taking the shingles vaccination. Have any of you had any information about it, pros or cons? Or do you take any vaccinations at all?
No, this is Betty. I don't.
Okay.
Were you on Roger's Monday evening?
You what?
Were you on Roger Zelmer's call Monday evening?
No.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, it's recorded. You can just listen to it.
All right. Did he cover that?
Yes, he did.
Okay. All right, then I'll need to get back on it. Usually takes him a few days, doesn't it, to get the Monday night call or call him back?
It's on the telephone right away, but it might be that way for the web. I'm not sure, but you can listen on the telephone call. If you want that number, I'll give it to you.
Alrighty, I sure wouldn't want to do that because I've been needing to think to do that, and I couldn't remember. I thought we'd discussed it sometime. Okay, what's Roger's phone number?
1-712-432-1085.
Okay.
PIN number 881-202-pound. Now, that's the recording. If you want to listen to him on Monday evening, Pennsylvania time, it would be 8 o'clock, then instead of the 1085, you dial everything the same, but you put 0075 in instead of 1085.
Okay, that's on the Monday evening call.
That's the Monday evening call,
okay.
But the other's recorded right away.
Okay. All right. I will do that then and just listen to this today. That would be good. Thank you. Did he spend a lot of time on it or just kind of?
It's around a 45-minute call.
Okay.
He didn't spend, he went over all the shots kind of thing, vaccines and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't all specifically focusing on the shingles vaccine.
All right, good. I didn't take the flu shots last year.
Yeah, nor did I.
And I did fine.
Right. Well, like he says, what you need to do is build up your immune system.
And take vitamin D.
Vitamin D, yes, Rebecca. He was very heavy into focusing on the vitamin D.
Well, if we get a lot of sunshine out here as much as I do, I wonder if we need that much vitamin D. That's what I've always wondered.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be a good question to ask him.
Go on ask RogerDrummer.com and ask him.
Okay.
has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If I would stay quiet, I didn't know if you're still there or not. Oh, yes. So he has the call today.
Well, it's Wednesday, so it's usually Brenda. I hope there's nothing wrong with her since she hasn't been on. I think this is the third week that she hasn't been on.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
How are things going with you, Rebecca?
Just great. Yeah?
Yeah, I have Roger Drummer coming here.
Hmm.
He speaks September 25th. I'm so excited.
Oh, good for you, yeah.
And Rebecca, what location will that be? 45 minutes west of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I couldn't remember where. I thought it was East Coast.
Sounds like we don't have any leaders on this morning, huh?
Seems like it.
I heard Ray, I was just watching Rachel Way before I came on, and she was going through a bunch of different grains. And she listed one I'm not familiar with called farro. I'm going to have to look that one up. She was talking about ones that you could substitute for rice and stuff in your dishes.
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. I've never used it.
I haven't either, and I don't know that I've even seen it in the store. The others she listed were all familiar, which is buckwheat and quinoa, millet and brown rice and barley, but...
What is the best flour?
I didn't catch that.
What is the best flour to use?
That I don't know. This she was just talking about whole grain, so. I heard something on the doctor's TV yesterday. They were saying that people who drink more than 2 sodas a week increase your chance of getting pancreatic cancer by 87%.
Wow, that's a large number.
And it's a huge number. I need to go on and pull some of the information off of their website. So
there was something I read in just a little flyer that comes with the Sunday paper, and it was the same thing. It was on about that you... about getting you off of the greens. So, I don't know. On the soft greens.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can tell somebody that, but they don't seem to pay any attention. I've had trouble with him.
Now I've got a gal at work that drinks a lot of sodas. She drinks the diet sodas, but that's just as bad, so.
Yeah, it really is. And I've got a daughter that does it. She does those diet Dr. Peppers. I can't get her to change.
Yeah.
But that 87%, that's pretty steep. I might just need to run that by her.
Yeah.
So, but we have to all change when we get ready.
That's true.
Everybody here that, or not everybody, but a few have really already gone on to lose weight, and they're using that hormone effect. One of the medical doctors is doing it, and one of the pharmacies is selling it. I've got to try to think of what the initials are, and I'll see what y'all heard about it. Since there's nobody else here on the line, we'll take over their time, but I think it, I mean, I wrote down the initials, and I was gone to another meeting last night, and I didn't have time to look at it. It's called HCG. Have any of y'all heard of it?
No, I haven't.
And I haven't gone to could look it up on the internet, but it's called HCG. And it seems as if it's been around a long time, but it started in Europe, but it's a thing that they use a lot. It has to do with something, I believe, with hormones. They all don't take anything I'm saying because I don't know enough about what I'm talking about. I'm asking y'all for help. But, let's see. Most of them, and I heard another man last night tell me about his wife that was on it and how successful it's been. They, you can be under a doctor's care with it, and they give it, you take information and then you take, I don't know, different people. Apparently there's three different programs or something. Some are taking tablets where you squeeze a drop and put it on your tongue, and then they give you some tablets, apparently, that help you with your appetite suppressants. And they've lost, most of them are losing 10, 12 pounds, you know, in their week or two. And I think, as I said, I'm just giving y'all an idea. I mean, it's about, you only take in about 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost just like anything else, you know, of just really cutting down and whatever, no chewing gum. And then there's another plan with it where that they take, other than that way, they're taking the shots in their stomach. And that you can do that program online. And so I don't know what, but I'm just going to run it by y'all and see if you'd heard of it. I have not gone to the internet and looked at it, but I will in the next day or two. Because it's my stomach fat that I need to lose.
It doesn't sound very healthy, though.
I thought it would sound terrible if you didn't get over 500 calories.
Yeah.
But you only do this for so many days and then you're off. But I thought it would be a shock to your whole system, your whole health system.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's working for them, so we'll find out. I'll give you all a report later on someday.
What happens when they quit, though? Then they go back to normal?
Well, they said that when they quit, you had to be very careful. You couldn't go back to it. And some of them gained, when they quit that, then they got back and they gained about, because I asked that question, some of them gained about 8 pounds back, but you have to watch what you're doing.
Oh.
But you have to be off of it for a while before you go back. And you either do like, if you want to do 20 pounds or you do 40 pounds. But I don't know. I was surprised, but they
has arrived.
Several people were having success with it, but I don't know enough about it, and I haven't started it, and I don't know that I will.
Good morning. Who came on?
Good morning, Anita. This is Char.
Good morning. We don't have any leaders this morning, so we're just talking among ourselves.
Okay. Well, I had her husband emergency that I had to be taken care of. It's okay. I mean, it's not, you know, a health emergency. It was just something you just got to do it.
Yeah. Add those.
I'm sure. We all know how that goes.
Have you heard anything from Brenda at all?
No, I haven't, and I still haven't gotten a hold of her yet either. So, not okay. I haven't tried to get a hold of her. So, when it was okay to make a phone call, it wasn't okay on her end to make a phone call. So, oh dear, things will get better.
Mary Lee was just telling us about HCG. It was called something that they were using for weight loss down in her area.
Have you heard of it, Shawna?
HCG, it's the initials for what? Do you know?
I do not know, and I tried to ask the questions, and they said, oh, just go on there, said you can find it. But I didn't. I had a meeting last night, and I didn't get a chance to look on there, and while we were just waiting, as I said, but they call it HCG. It's something to do like a Dr. Simons and a Dr. Traxdu or something. They said it was an old process. They did it in Europe a lot, and people would go and lose weight. It's kind of here now. One of our medical doctors is doing it here locally in this town. I think she charges about $400 for it. But there's a process where you take the tablets and some drops on your tongue, and then there's a process where you do, they put the shots into your stomach. And it's something to do with hormones, so I don't know what it is. I'll find out more. I'll get some. They said just run by the drugstore here that sells it, and you can get a leaflet on it. And I haven't done it yet. I was just waiting. I just threw it by. I was concerned when I first heard about it a week or so ago was the fact that you went to such a low amount of food intake through your body,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like 500 calories. And we were all just discussing.
How many calories?
About 500 is all you have.
Yeah. See, I mean, that people, I guess those kinds of things, it's like doing the medical route or surgery if...
Yeah, on that lap band and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be a healthy way because you're not changing your lifestyle. You're not creating new habits. You're not feeding your body. And I mean, you're not giving your body enough nourishment. They might be trying to do it on some you know, other method. I mean, some other means of keeping life support, but... You know, when you talk about that as opposed to real food and cutting back and retraining and reprogramming your eating habits and all of that, you know, there's no comparison when you're trying to help for your body.
Yeah.
If it's life-threatening and they're going to die in their, you know, 700 pounds overweight, you know, type situation, I guess any shot's good enough, you know, one is as good as the other. If they're not going to do it the right way.
Yeah.
In some cases, I shouldn't say that either because some are much safer than others, but it's not the way our body's supposed to be fed, obviously. They'll resurface these things, and everybody's always still looking for a magic pill or a magic way of doing it. And a lot of people, if they don't see something fast, that's the way they're programmed, but... you know, what makes me think is, I don't know, did any of you see Dr. Oz yesterday?
No, I didn't.
It was on a totally different subject. They had, one part of it, they had asked that all young people and children leave the room. If they weren't of adult age, they weren't to be in the room. And they had brought in 8, 10 teenage girls, some of their mothers, and a counselor. And the topic was on sex. And I was amazed, and I know just from the titles, because I didn't get to see all of it, I think I did get it recorded, the pressure of other people, other situations, it was just the same thing. We're looking for something that's instant gratification. And see, where was I going with this? Because that topic doesn't even come close, but there was a trigger there that made me think about it that was similar. In what they're doing and what they're trying to put in, you know, what it was education. Even some of the questions that were asked by these young people, lack of education just causes people to take terrible choices. And what our situation is about is totally education, because the counselor says, you know, with education, this will not happen. And she was putting, you know, to some degree the responsibility on the, well, not to some degree, she was putting the responsibility on the parents to take action and have the conversation and the education between the girls and the guys, so this would not happen. And, you know, their reason for not, a lot of times, was just nothing more than embarrassment. They didn't know how to do it themselves as far as communicating. And that's what ours is all about because, you know, the more education we have, the less chance we have of doing something like you're just talking about, doing something that we can obviously rationalize at 500 calories a day. You couldn't get the amount of food that you would need to even sustain your body, and taking it in a synthetic form or chemical form isn't going to be the same thing as eating a real food. So 99 times out of 100, there shouldn't be a question about, you know, doing it. It should be just that, you know, it gives me more reason to, you know, go the other way. And the other thing that came to mind, too, while you were talking is the difference in the education And when we're talking to people, because we had new people at the presentation last night, and the amazement for them to see that the energy of our body can display itself physically, instantly, showing that something is having an effect on our body. I mean, just absolutely amazing to somebody. We take it for granted because we've seen it so many times. It's old hat. You know, we know the energy test. We know that the body is, you know, responds to magnetics, that responds to things that are good for the body. But other people, they don't have a clue. And absolutely amazed and intrigued that you can use the same type of thing and it will repeatedly show the result of something positive on the body. You know, and we forget these things because we're no longer astonished by them. They're old hat, you know, to us. Anyway, long dissertation, but...
Reminds me, Char, of where did you learn? Did you take a class or something with your energy testing?
Yes. James Stevens is a gentleman, and you can probably... you know, a really good book is Your Body Doesn't Lie by Dr. John Diamond. I pulled it up, thank goodness. Dr. John Diamond, Your Body Never Lies. You can probably pick it up for 75 cents, used books on the Internet. Oh, okay. I have to run, guys, so I will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. Okay, we got that one. Your body...
has left the conference.
Dr. John Diamond, right?
Yeah.
Okay, have y'all ever used it? I just have the hardest time with energy testing and never have gotten it down, even though there's different ways and different people. But the reason some of that of pushing down on hands, you know, and different things.
Yeah.
Of having open heart surgery, I have trouble. I just can't use and hurt my chest, you know.
Mm.
And I'm trying to find some alternative ways, so maybe I can, but I'll try to get that book and see.
Yeah, I can't hold the bottle or anything in front of you, like
uh-huh.
around your neck area,
uh-huh.
and then you just try and concentrate, do I need this? And if you go forward, you need it. If you go backwards, you don't need it.
Okay, so if I just put this, say, this bottle of, I'll just put a bottle of calcium here in front of me, and you put it near your chest?
No, you put it, I usually put it around my stomach, but you can try it, no, I would.
Okay,
I would
put it, just put it on your stomach area?
Yeah.
Up yes. between your breast more, it's where they taught us to do it.
Okay, I know for the
your sinus gland is.
Yeah, for the muscle testing with the finger. But for myself, you know, if I test myself, I was always, you can try it once, see what happens both ways. And, yeah, if you tilt forward, yes. And if you tilt back, your body is trying to get away from it.
I saw a gal do a very graphic demonstration of that we were at a meeting, but actually we were at supper after the meeting in Kansas City one time, and a bunch of us sitting around the table, and she picked up a salt shaker and did that. And wow, was her, you know, she really tilted away.
Because of the iodized salt?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know some people are very more sensitive than others. My sister, she's very, very sensitive. And she can even do it anywhere she holds it.
Well, I did that calcium, y'all, and I tilted forward. And I take two each night with my osteodens, you know.
And you took it last night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you tilted forward, that means it was good for you, so.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I've seen the hand one done rather than holding out the arm and pushing down on it to put have them lock their hands together. If you're doing it on somebody else, have them lock their hands together down in front of them and then lift up
away from their body.
Rebecca?
Has left the conference.
You do what now? You had your hands down in front of you and what?
If you're doing it, if you're doing the muscle test on someone else.
Uh-huh.
Have them put their hands down, you know, straighten out their arms and put their hands together. And with their fingers clasped and down in front of them, and then try lifting up and away from their body. Have them resist. And if, you know, if they're weak, they'll tilt backwards. And if they're not, then they'll be solid. That way you don't have to put so much strength, energy into your upper body.
Okay.
It's amazing how little effort it takes.
I would push down on their hands just a little in, huh?
So if they're down, have their hands clear down in front of them, if they're
uh-huh.
standing up, and then just lift their hands up and away from their body, or try lifting it up and away from them.
Uh-huh. I'll have to try that one. I've just got to try to find something that doesn't hurt my chest, you know. So that's it.
Even if they're, you know, if you're doing the regular deltoid testing where you have them hold an arm out in front of them or something, it doesn't take very much. All you have to do is really bounce their arm, put your hand on their wrist, and it doesn't take a lot of effort. You don't really have to push
too much.
Yeah.
Well, when I've done the procedure where I would just let them stand, like even on body, the foot, you know, our
yeah.
or insoles, and
right.
have them to do the reflexes of going around, some of them will say, well, I can't tell any difference, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why I didn't know which.
Well, you always just have to say up front, this doesn't always work for everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a good way. And I think I don't utilize that enough so that it
yeah.
that people realize it. I did
yeah.
have a man use a body energizer the other night, and he just couldn't get over the feeling that he had in his feet. He described it kind of different, and I didn't know it. My feet have never done that way when I've been on the body energizers, but I just thought, well, I'll see. You know, everybody's different. So
that's true.
Because he has neuropathy.
Yeah.
And so it really did. So he was amazed at what he did with that, how long it did, you know.
Oh, good.
And I used to have a flyer, and I don't know where it was on, that came out of a magazine that kind of gave some more facts on our body energizer, and I just haven't, because I haven't ordered a little flyer or gone to the library, but I will, I guess, when I get over some of this other stuff. But anyway, thank you for sharing that, and I'll just try to see how that does for me and maybe get that book.
Yeah. Well, since there's nobody else on, I guess we could call it a morning. We're after the half hour, so.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.